Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kottke.
I'm David Levin.
Hey, hey, David.
Hi, Robin.
Here we are. Spring has sprung.
Boy, it sure feels like that.
Hey, welcome back from winter break.
Hey, thank you. Yeah.
Did you have a nice time?
We did. It was really warm, which is lovely, but this 60-degree day here feels like it's not that far from it.
Right. It's feeling really good. I am pleased. And I know you're especially pleased because you're not really a fan of the cold in general. Is that right?
I'm not that fan of the hot either. There's about a 5-degree range where I'm happy. Other than that, I'm crabby all the time.
Oh, dear. Yes.
Yeah. I'm not a big winter fan. You're right. This is really great to see it start to break.
Hey, nothing says spring like 8th grade projects.
Boy, that's true.
We have some news coming up about that. Should we take a look at the calendar?
Yeah, let's do that. So March 9th and 10th, 8th grade project presentations via Zoom. Also on March 10th, Viroqua Food Co-op's 1% Wednesday to benefit Pleasant Ridge. Save your high-ticket item purchases for Wednesday. The 12th, which is this coming Friday, in service, so no school for the kids. March 14th, school choice intro to Waldorf education discussion. We'll get into more of that in a minute. March 16th and 17th, next week, is the second round of the 8th grade presentations. And then March 20th is the raffle drawing.
One other thing to note about the school calendar is that the May Day celebration and pentathlon on the published 2021 school calendar are incorrect. The correct dates should be May 7th for the May Day celebration and May 13th for the pentathlon. Sorry for any inconvenience. Be sure to update your calendars.
As far as you know, is the pentathlon back to normal this year?
Well, it depends on how you define normal.
Well,
I believe
off-site cabins, other schools coming to join, etc.
I'm not quite sure. I do know that it will take place. I don't know if it's going to take place with other schools at this point, with the overnights and things like that. That is to be determined.
We'll have that information for you as we get it.
But I have a fifth grader, so I am keenly interested on what's to come. Oh, I can't wait. I've heard so many good things.
It's the best. So, Wisconsin Parental Choice Program. What we've talked about this a bit, but what more is there for us to add this week?
Well, this week, so we've had a few meetings, a few school-wide meetings via Zoom to talk about what the program is, who may qualify, and how that will align with our current calendar, just the way it will work and what may look a little different going forward. And those meetings have really been geared more toward our current families. And we have a few more meetings coming up. The deadline to apply is April 15th. And these next few meetings that we're going to have will be geared more toward new families, new to Pleasant Ridge. And these meetings, there will be one in March and then one in April via Zoom that will go over not just the ins and outs of the program, but really more of an overview about Waldorf education and philosophy for those who are interested. And I should say that really the best advertisement for Pleasant Ridge is our current families. And so we encourage you to invite your friends to learn a little bit more about Waldorf education and see if they will qualify for choice participation. It's a big deal.
It really is. It's exciting.
And we've talked also about doing a dedicated podcast to school choice. And I think it would be really nice to include that Waldorf education overview there too. So stay tuned. We'll keep you posted.
Excellent.
So those meetings are scheduled for new families. Let's see, on Sunday, March 14th at 3 p.m. and Thursday, April 1st at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, and there's the link in the lunchbox this week to RSVP. And you can share that with your friends as well.
Sure. And current families are certainly welcome to attend that one too. But this one is just more geared toward newer folks.
Okay.
Okay.
Raffle home stretch.
Home stretch. Got tickets?
I think we have ours. You, on top of that, you procrastinating on that? How's it going?
Well, you know, so we tend to enlist the help of our girls with the raffle.
Yep.
And they painted a big thank you sign this weekend. And we'll be taking some pictures and posting them for folks who have already purchased them. But we are doing our big push. We often wait until just before, a few weeks before. The tickets are due in the office with accompanying payment on March 15th. There's not a lot of time to waste here. So if you haven't bought a ticket or tickets, please do. We have personally stayed at two of the three vacation spots, and they're both amazing. I'm so excited for whoever wins.
Nice.
Yep. And, you know, in the Lunchbox Express, there are some ideas for moving your tickets if you still have some to sell. If you have any questions, certainly give us a call. We'd be happy to share more tips and tricks for selling, but it should be a breeze. This is these are great prizes, and each comes with a cash alternative.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Excellent. Interested in learning about the Pleasant Ridge Early Childhood Program? Typically in the spring, Pleasant Ridge will invite families interested in learning more about our early childhood program to a kindergarten morning. Sadly, due to COVID, we'll not be offering the normal format to these open houses. Instead, we would like to welcome interested families to join our kindergarten on a morning walk, and then for the parents to attend a virtual informational meeting on either March 31st or April 28th at 5:30 p.m. That walk sounds nice. Please reach out to Jordan Brudos if you'd like to schedule a walk for your family and or RSVP to the parent meeting.
I love these windows into Pleasant Ridge education that have been showing up in our Lunchbox Express. This week is the fifth grade spotlight, and you can see beautiful photos of students painting, and Miss Carey wrote a really nice overview of the blocks of study that they are working on right now. There's also a fifth grade music spotlight. Be sure to check that out. We're trying to feature a different class every week. Generally, we have assemblies where there's a bit of sharing. So everybody knows what everybody else is doing. And this has been a nice alternative in lieu of the assemblies.
Yeah, they're lovely.
Yeah. And the thing that's really nice about them, too, is the ability to share them with families that wouldn't otherwise be able to come and see these kinds of things in an assembly. So although I really am excited about assemblies at some point again, I do think that this is a nice thing to keep around post-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Parent-child classes begin on March 22nd. That's coming up. Registration is now open for the spring session of parent-child classes at Pleasant Ridge. So March 22nd through May 14th, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, mornings from 8:30 to 10 a.m. No classes will be held April 5th through the 8th. Cost for the seven-week session is $90. And we're taking some extra COVID precautions this year. All classes will be outdoors with access to indoor diaper and toileting. Limit 10 individuals per class, maximum of one adult and two children per family. Not be a shared snack during class, face covering for adults. Parents are asked to screen themselves and children for COVID-19 symptoms before each class, etc. Please do not attend, of course, if presenting any symptoms or not feeling well. So contact Jordan. 637-7828 or enrollment at pleasantridgewaldorf.org with any questions or to register for the session. There's also a registration form you can click to from the lunchbox.
Oh, wow. Parent-child days. Those were sweet times.
Yeah.
Did you ever attend a parent-child class with either of your children?
I don't think I did.
That's another one to recommend to your friends. It's just a great time to get to know other folks with little ones, and I certainly always appreciated seeing all the little ones play and learning the games and rhymes and fun things from Miss Martha. But you know, having that adult time was really pretty special too. And some of our closest friends actually we met in parent-child class.
Oh, nice!
Before our kids were even in the grades. Yeah. Okay. Eighth grade projects are upon us, if you can believe it. Four evenings of project presentations. The first one is Tuesday, March 9th. That's tomorrow. So we're really excited because last year, eighth grade projects were via Zoom, and they were really well done. But the children last year had to do them individually, and then their classmates saw them because they would just allow one family in at a time. And this year, the kids really lobbied hard to be there in the gym with one another, and so that they could be there in real time to support their classmates. So that's really exciting.
Yeah.
So it will just be them, and then, you know, their immediate families, and those immediate families will come in, you know, one by one as each child presents. So the first one that comes up, let's see, Tuesday, March 9, is Gibson Wade is retrieving and restoring a 1975 Triumph Spitfire.
Yikes.
Wow. At 6:30, Wynn Roberts is doing her presentation on lower limb prosthetics. At 7 p.m., Iris Belling Dunn, learning how to skateboard. And 7:30, August Beezer, building a stand-up paddleboard. And then Wednesday, Madeline Madura, 6 p.m., Chicken Coops. 6:30, Zaya Manspeaker is building an aerial cube. 7 p.m., Emrys Hudnall is doing his presentation on welding. Tuesday, March 16th, Sophia Thomas at 6 p.m., stop-motion animation. 6:30, Nanka Timish is studying digital photography. 7 p.m., Emma Brudas is creating the plans for my family's bathroom redesign. And 7:30, Iris Kiso-Gorel, early childhood development. Finally, Wednesday, March 17th, 6 p.m., Maya Fassbinder is upcycling and designing ball joint dolls. 6:30 p.m., Reed Brown is learning the art of makeup. And 7 p.m., Zachary Whitaker, screen printing.
Nice.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay.
Hey, this month, Give Where You Live. We are live with Give Where You Live. So as you probably know, the co-op has these monthly programs where each month, one organization from the community, one nonprofit, people have the option of rounding up at the cash register. So March is Pleasant Ridge month.
Yes, thanks for showing us some love at the register. And then keep in mind that this Wednesday, March 10th, 1% of all sales will be added to the total we receive at the end of the month. So this is a great time to stock up on all of the things. But supplements, you know, whatnot. And I do believe that they have specials on supplements that day too.
Oh.
So, yeah. So thanks for participating. And thanks for all the votes to get us on the docket. We have quite a few incredible nonprofit organizations in our region. And we were chosen as one of 12. So thank you again.
Yeah, it's so good. Hey, Sunday Soup and Bread is coming. So our seventh graders can do the cooking for you and help us raise funds for our eighth grade class trip. We'll be offering delicious homemade vegetarian soup, boulet bread, and desserts, all available for online ordering and contactless pickup. Like us, you likely enjoyed Youth Initiative High School's Winter Sunday Soup and Bread fundraiser. They've kindly offered the 7th grade class the opportunity and guidance to operate it for the spring season. Keep your eyes on future Lunchbox Expresses for weekly menus and a link to order. This is from the 7th grade class.
Oh, yes, please. I love soup. It's my favorite comfort food. And I really appreciated Youth Initiative's fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
It was so nice just to have dinner ready to go. Lost and found. We have a whole bin of lost and found items on the front steps of the school. All items are in a green bin labeled lost and found. Please take a look and see if there are any items you have been missing. Thank you.
Tuition statement. For tax purposes, if you'd like a statement of tuition paid in the 2020 calendar year, please email your request to Jen Caselius, jen.caselius, at pleasantridgewaldorf.org.
It's time to return ice skates. The warmer temperatures have brought an end to the ice skating season, and it sure was fun while it lasted. Please have your child bring their borrowed skates back to school and return them to the gym. A sign-out sheet is near the skate bins for them to sign their skates back in. Parents may also come to the front door and ring the doorbell to drop off skates for your child. Thank you.
And then we have one item from Community News. Springtime flowers. Come into Throw's Garden at Growing for Good this week to explore our selection of affordable wrapped bouquets, colorful daffodils, tulips, and beautiful $15 orchids. For our special offer this month, if you leave a Google review expressing your positive experience with us, you are eligible to receive a discount of 15% off your purchase of a standard 4-inch houseplant. That's not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal at all. Hey, and then Youth Initiative High School is having a St. Patrick's Day fundraiser. This sounds delicious. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, March 15th marks a year of pandemic living, but hope and spring is on the way. Let's take a collective out-breath and celebrate together apart with what we hope will be our final takeout event, a St. Patrick's Day dinner prepared by the Rooted Spoon and benefiting Youth Initiative High School will be held on March 17th, 2021. To view the menu, order food, and purchase raffle tickets, there's a link here in the lunchbox. It's a little hard to read in a way that you could remember. And to participate in the virtual silent auction, also a link here in the lunchbox. And I believe that is it for this week's episode.
Well, thanks so much for listening.
Is it an episode or an edition, do you think? What would you...
I would call it an episode.
Okay, episode it is. Yes, thank you for listening.
All right, friends, be well.
Enjoy the weather. See you in a couple of weeks.